So with redefine, we ask ourselves, what's another meaning that the equation or the belief could have? Either A doesn't equal B, A equals C, and that's D. Yep. Yep. In your questions. In your questions that you're asking yourself. So your question you ask yourself is like, A doesn't equal B. Or you could say, A equals C, and that's D. That will chunk them a long way away from their current belief. Okay, so simply chunking down, that's pretty simple. What specifically? What are examples of this? What are parts of this? Well, you know that already. You've done that before, metamodeling. So response there is, which particular part of the training is too expensive? And compared to what? Yep, so chunking down, more detail. Or at what age specifically do you think someone's ability to learn is exactly halved? Or which specific conversational technique is manipulative and how? So just simple chunking down. Chunking up. Chunking up questions. What purpose? What's important about this? Or just simply exaggerate it and take it out to an extreme. So A, I know we worked it out. No, sorry, okay, good. They say it's expensive. You say, I know. We worked it out to be worth at least £20,000. But people complained. So it's basically cheaper. Or you could actually reword that differently. You could actually say something like, I know we worked it out to be worth at least £20,000. But people who attended claimed it was worth even more than that. Yeah? Really chunking up. Or, in the case of our being too old, for what purpose do you think that people think they can learn less as they get older? As in, what's your purpose behind having this belief? And if it was really manipulative, we'd be able to use it to manipulate everyone who is ill to be well, all criminals to be law-abiding citizens, and you to continue disagreeing with me. Obviously, I can't do that. Very clever. And counterexample is basically we invert the belief. So you invert the belief in on itself. Make it into a universal statement or question. Or was there ever a time where B equals A? Reversing it, basically. Or A doesn't cause B. Not B causes not A. Don't worry about trying to figure that out. Let's do the example so you see what I mean. So, I can't do your training, it's too expensive. If we charged too little, it would be undervalued. One way of putting it. Or if we charged less, people wouldn't take us seriously. Or, in the case of our old, have you ever heard of an old person who was a good learner? Counterexample. Or in the case of our manipulative conversational change, have you ever been manipulated by someone? Have you ever been manipulated by someone who knew nothing about conversational change? Yep. And finally, intent. So what's the intention behind why they're saying this? Why are they saying this? What's the secondary gain? What are they trying to get from having this belief? So you say, okay, I understand. I suppose it's possible you're only saying that to get a discount. And I want to let you know we value ourselves far too highly for that. Yep. Or, in the case of our age, I'm wondering, what does that excuse prevent you from doing that you don't want to do? Or, in the case of our manipulation, perhaps you just want to cover up the fact that you haven't done the pre-study for the course. Yeah, possibly. Okay, so there's some slouty mouth examples for you.
Okay, this is Si from Team 1. Our statement was around the fact that in a family there were two brothers and one believed that he was being treated differently to the other one.
So the actual belief was that you wrote down?
The actual belief we wrote down was, Mum is treating me differently from my brother.
So complex equivalent, yeah?
Yeah.
Mum is, yeah?
Yeah. So...
Which one did you...
A few examples, counter-example. Perhaps if I treated you both worse, you'd come to appreciate me more.
Nice.
Yeah. Another outcome, that's not the real issue, is it? This is about you being jealous of your brother.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and just one more, perhaps. Apply to self. How long have you been keeping Mum about that belief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent. Good job. Very nice. Give him a hand. Very nice. Anybody else? Who else has some good ones? And we're going to take one more person before we go into the cinema film. Oh, come on. Be proud of the ones you wrote down. For heaven's sake, they're all good. They're all good.
Okay, the belief that we had... Oh, by the way, Hazel, team one. I never try new things because I always fail. And the consequence was, how would you feel when you're too old to try new things and you realise life means nothing because you were too cowardly not to try even one new thing?
Wow. That's pretty powerful. Yep. What's another one you have?
Okay, let's have a nice positive one. Model of the world. Did you know that the most successful people in the world fail more often than they succeed? And when they succeed massively.
Yeah, nice. Here's another one that comes to me as well. It's like one I use quite often is like, well, you know, if anything's worth doing, it's worth doing badly.
It's great.
Yeah, it's worth failing at, if you like. Yeah, excellent. Good. So are you comfortable that you are happy that you know how to generate sleight of mouth patterns? Keys to it are softening frames, very much, and lots of rapport required. Timing is essential as well.